Governor Bruce Rauner, welcome back to Galesburg.
Yeah, it's great to be back in Galesburg. It's a great day for the city and for Knox County and all of Illinois. Today we completed and did the ribbon cutting for a beautiful underpass that's going to increase public safety, increase efficiency in our rail lines, because Galesburg is one of the biggest rail hubs in America, and it's going to increase the quality of life for the commuters and drivers here. So this is a great step forward.
At a time when I hear a lot of negativity, I think, from people in this area and even maybe some Illinois residents about things in the state, this is really a positive, not only in terms of the infrastructure, but in terms of the railroad, really.
No, that's right. Well, this is a great public-private partnership. This shows what we can do when we come together and to get good things done. Burlington Northern Railroad chipped in millions of dollars. The federal government chipped in many millions. And the state led with $9 million for this $26.5 million project. So it's a great public-private partnership. It's a great step forward. And this will help grow more good-paying jobs here in Galesburg and in West Central Illinois.
This was the result of a capital bill from almost a decade ago. I know you've advocated for another, have you not?
Yes, I strongly believe we should invest in more infrastructure. I'm an advocate for a very large capital bill. I'd like us to get balanced budgets, and with that money from balanced budgets, and actually could run a surplus like I proposed, we'll put more money into infrastructure and education, the two big priorities.
Speaking of education, there's been some concern among principals and the Regional Office of Education here about funding for pre-kindergarten programs. I guess the ROE applied for some state money this year that they did not get, and that's resulted in a number of pre-K programs being reduced or eliminated. What do you think should be or can or should be done about that?
Yeah, so, well, I'm very proud in our administration. I have fought for and won more than $200 million of additional funding for early childhood education, pre-K, $200 million more than before I became governor. So I fought for more money every year, and we've achieved it. We've also achieved record funding for K-12 schools. However, every few years, in this case, after 5 years, the Illinois State Board of Education re-bids and does a new competitive contracting process. And in that process, some districts got more money or money they never received before, and other districts didn't get any. I'm very troubled by that. I'd like to take a look at that process. I'd also like to come up with additional sources of money so we can make up for districts like here that lost out in the competitive granting process and see if we can get them more money. We're working on that right now.
It seems like the sort of thing that perhaps, maybe you can give some perspective on this, maybe shouldn't be competitive. I mean, pre-K has proven its worth, I would think, in most areas.
Well, there's a rigorous process the State Board of Education looks to look at results and value for taxpayers, and where do they achieve the best outcomes for the students. And some programs get better results than others. I can't comment on the specific detail of it, but I do believe we should look at whether some districts who are doing an excellent job lost money that they shouldn't have lost. And I'd like to come up with some additional resources to make up that difference.
This is obviously a positive day for Galesburg, but in recent weeks and in the last month, and this is something I know you've looked at in a broader perspective, there were a couple of incidents involving shootings.
Yes.
One around Easter Sunday that proved to be fatal, another in rural Knox County that was fatal, and another at the Railroad Days Festival here a few weeks ago that wasn't fatal, but very well could have been given the amount of people. I know yesterday, I believe, you signed a couple of measures that might help with that.
No, that's right. We've got to do everything we can to increase public safety and reduce violence while also respecting and supporting the U.S. Constitution and the Second Amendment. And there are ways to do that. I did advocate for and sign two pieces of legislation that will increase public safety. One is a 72-hour waiting period for all gun purchases. We had it for handguns, now we have it for all guns. It was done on a bipartisan basis. We also now have an emergency restraining order opportunity for a judge with law enforcement or with family members, a judge who determines through hard evidence that someone is mentally unstable or suicidal or at risk of harming themselves or others, that guns can temporarily be taken away from them so that they can be treated and helped before they commit any violence. So these are two good steps forward. I hope that the General Assembly will take additional additional steps. I advocated for more things that will increase safety and will protect the Second Amendment, like putting school resource officers into all the schools that would like to have them. Also, to have truth in sentencing, so judges and prosecutors are honest about the deals they cut in sentencing violent offenders, so we can keep violent offenders away from innocent people and keep them in prison longer. So we're pushing.
You're pro-gun for the most part. This area is pretty well pro-gun. How do you balance that and the Second Amendment with public safety? That's got to be awfully difficult.
Yes, it's an important balance to find. I am an advocate for the Second Amendment. I'm a proud gun owner. I have been my whole life. There are things we can do that will preserve the Second Amendment and people's constitutional rights while increasing public safety. I mentioned a couple before, but I'll say I also believe that we should restore the death penalty for those who commit horrible crimes and who are guilty beyond any doubt. Committing a mass murder, they should give up their life, I believe. I also believe anyone who attacks a police officer, kills a police officer, should give up their life if they're guilty beyond any doubt whatsoever. We need to be stronger on violent crime, tougher, and uphold the Second Amendment.
We're almost coming up on the state fair. You moved out just in time.
No, that's right. I love the state fair. I come from a dairy farm family. It was an honor for my wife and me and our bird dog to live at the state fairgrounds in the ag director's house for a year while we gutted the mansion and restored it. It is now open to the public. It's beautiful. We had no taxpayer money to use. My wife raised $15 million from donors, and my wife and I chipped in significantly. Now it's beautiful. It's all Illinois food and furniture and art and history. And we want everybody here in Knox County and everybody around the state of Illinois to come on down to the state fair and enjoy our bicentennial and come visit the governor's mansion. It's the people's house. It belongs to everybody.
I was in Springfield for a couple of years while some of that work was beginning, and it was kind of, I think people were surprised at first that you went the route of seeking private donations and forming a private entity that could do that work. I guess I wonder how much realistically can you do things like that versus, you know, eventually trying to convince the legislature to fund some of that.
Yeah, the legislature has been so slow to change. The bureaucracy is terrible. We got this mansion restoration done on budget and on time. It's actually under budget. That almost never happens when the government bureaucracy is running things. We managed this with all private dollars, got it done quickly and super high quality. We're very proud of the work, and we had great construction workers, some union, some non-union. We support every type of worker. We got them good pay, and we got a great project done.
Before I wrap up, Reverend Sibley and Trooper Sibley was a longtime member of the Carl Sandburg College Board of Trustees here, and the college here and other community colleges have kind of struggled in terms of state funding. What can be done about that, do you think?
Yeah.
We've spent a lot of time, and rightfully so, on K-12 funding, but some of the higher ed people feel like maybe they've been left out a little bit.
No, I'm a big advocate for higher education. I want to get more money for our community colleges who do a great job, and our state universities. You know, before I became governor, the General Assembly majority under Madigan had cut school funding, both for universities and for K-12, repeatedly over the prior 10 years. I became governor, we've got record funding K-12, and now I'm fighting, and I will succeed. We're going to get significantly more resources for our state universities and our community colleges, and we do that through financial discipline, running balanced budgets, actually with surpluses like I proposed last winter. I proposed a $1.5 billion surplus with budget changes, and with that, we'll put more of that money into education, more into infrastructure, and pay down our debt.
We're talking as a procession of state police squad cars here is moving its way down this underpass here. Of course, as I said, Reverend Sibley was a longtime state trooper. I can't imagine you knew him, but you've heard some very important things about him today.
No, that's right. I did meet him once about 5 years ago as I was traveling through town, but I didn't really get to know him that well. But he's truly an American hero. He was a veteran. He was a Galesburg police officer, an Illinois state trooper, and he was a man of God and peace. He was a reverend, a real hero, and it's an honor for all of us to celebrate his life by naming this underpass after him.
Governor Bruce Rauner, thank you, and we hope to have you back in Galesburg soon.
Look forward to coming back soon. God bless you. Take care.